disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's taking up to 2 weeks to decide whether or not to join Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear facilities. That from his press secretary at the White House, Carolyn Leavitt, saying the president believes there's still a chance for negotiations. While the president's director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, recently testified to Congress that Iran was not building a nuclear weapon, this today from the president's spokesperson.
It is a fact, and the United States government maintains this fact, that Iran has never been closer to obtaining a nuclear weapon.
The Mideast fighting has raised oil and gasoline prices in the U.S. to a national average of $3.20 a gallon. Pump prices are still well below where they were a year ago. Immigration police are ramping up raids at workplace locations, farms, restaurants, and hotels, even after President Trump indicated last week that he wanted those raids to stop. This is ABC News. The Texas governor is in a political bind over state lawmakers passing a ban on products containing a main ingredient of marijuana.
Those products have been legal here since 2019, and a leading GOP polling firm has found strong support among Texas Republicans and Democrats to keep it that way. It all comes down to Governor Greg Abbott.
There are meaningful positions and concerns on both sides of the issue, and I'll look into all of those and evaluate all of those.
Abbott could veto the newly passed THC ban or sign it into law. His third option is to not sign it, in which case the ban would take effect by default. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Steve Carell, in his Northwestern University commencement speech in Chicago, said, "As bad as you feel about the state of the world, your parents probably feel worse." Carell said, "Now is the perfect time to exploit your parents' guilt and to emotionally blackmail them. They might even let you live in the basement for an extra 6 months." Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate shop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, lows upper 60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend, steamy highs in the mid-90s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A woman tied to hazmat probes in the city of Madison this week was in court on Wednesday. 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker is accused of helping her boyfriend in a plot to poison his former love interests with cyanide. During hazmat operations at three different Madison locations, seven state agencies had to be hospitalized due to exposure to chemicals. At the Capitol, legislative leaders taking a cautious approach to increasing security following the assassination of a Minnesota lawmaker. Wisconsin's second annual Invasive Species Awareness Weekend is this weekend. More than 30 events will be held around the state. And the Department of Transportation warning motorists of the potential for road buckling and damage as extreme heat moves into the state over the weekend. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on June 26th and 27th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding, and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from over 2,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on June 26th and 27th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Pepin County Board has approved a resolution supporting the continued funding for FEMA. During last night's meeting, the board voted for the resolution as there's concern that funding for FEMA would be eliminated in 2026. The Wisconsin Emergency Management Association is asking Wisconsin counties to pass the resolution in support of continued funding for FEMA. The city of Wabasha, in conjunction with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, has applied for a hazardous mitigation assistance funding grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for upgrades to the Lawrence Boulevard lift station. The lift station is located adjacent to the Mississippi River and is the single most critical piece of infrastructure in Wabasha's sewer system. As it collects wastewater from over 90% of the users in the system, the project will include installing a new generator at the lift station and making safety improvements to the existing manhole structure and replace the existing manual bypass pump. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is calling the installation of a Narcan dispensing vending machine a success. The machine, which also dispenses fentanyl testing strips, has sat in the lobby of the Eau Claire County Jail for about 2 years. Department officials say that an estimated 3,700 doses of Narcan have been dispensed in that time and have resulted in the saving of lives. Grant dollars from the state cover the cost of maintaining that machine. The Wisconsin State Senate is running the risk of not passing the next fiscal budget on time, as there's at least one Republican senator who doesn't like either Governor Evers' proposal or what's before the Joint Finance Committee. The GOP has an 18-15 majority, but Senator Chris Kapenga of Delafield said he'd rather allow the existing budget to just continue. Republican Senator Steve Nass is also unhappy with the budget proposals and has said it, quote, might be the worst processed used, unquote, in his 35 years in the legislature. If they would join all Democrats in voting no, the budget won't pass. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
This year's outdoor graduation ceremony for the Durand, Arkansas School District will be the last. During last night's school board meeting, the board voted to rescind the policy approved last month that had set minimum weather guidelines for outdoor graduation and approve a policy instead that will have graduation held inside at the gym at Durand, Arkansas High School. School Board President Bill Yankst asked for the change after learning that the district had to pay $1,500 for a stage for outdoor graduation and that the district would not be refunded the money if graduation had to be moved indoors due to the weather. Other board members felt that outdoor graduation was started during the pandemic and it was time to revert back to pre-COVID graduation ceremonies held indoors. Dunn County has earned a gold-level certification as a family-friendly workplace, recognizing its commitment to supporting employees' well-being and work-life balance. Dunn County earned the certification from Family Friendly Workplace after a comprehensive evaluation of workplace policies, including flexible work options, parental leave, health care benefits, and family-centric support programs. As a certified employer, Dunn County will now be able to use the family-friendly workplace logo in their talent attraction and retention work, as well as access a range of other benefits. The West Central Wisconsin Rail Coalition has released the findings of a recent survey showing strong support for a proposed rail line connecting Eau Claire to the Twin Cities. The coalition gathered more than 1,100 responses. 97% indicated they would use the service. Respondents said they would use the train to commute and attend events in the Twin Cities. However, others were concerned about the cost of the passenger route. The coalition is now working on securing funding for the project. A teenager is in custody following a recent incident that had the potential for violence in Polk County. The Polk County Sheriff's Department says the 16-year-old suspect showed up outside of a Osceola home last weekend, dressed in black, peering through windows, and armed with a gun and knife. Police say the teen had wanted to make someone who had been bullying them suffer. Charges against the suspect include attempted first-degree intentional homicide and attempted kidnapping. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
A kayaking trail in north central Wisconsin is receiving federal recognition. About 20 miles of the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway were recently designated as a National Recreation Trail by the Department of Interior. Visit Wausau Executive Director Tim White says the national recognition will help bring people into the area and highlight how significant the Wisconsin River is. White says signage with the National Parks logo will be going up soon. The Great Pinery Heritage Waterway stretches more than 100 miles between Oneida and Portage counties. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC, powered by the Intel Core Ultra processor. It helps do your busy work for you, so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing a schedule, and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at Dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
Jones positive about Pocono. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
Small fixes to big upgrades. eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
For NASCAR Cup Series driver Eric Jones, Pocono Raceway fits like a glove. The Legacy Motor Club pilot, who started racing ARCA there at 16, hasn't won yet, but with a runner-up and three third-place results, a victory could be right around the corner.
Pocono's always been one of my favorite tracks, just a place I was super comfortable at right off the bat. I felt like I understood early kind of how to make speed there. Felt like it's worked for me kind of in everything, Xfinity and truck, cup, ARCA car, all of it. I think you have those few tracks that you go to that you really like. For me, there's a few of them, and Pocono's on that list for sure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Brewers look to blow out of the Windy City with a win. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers and Cubs playing their series finale after last night's rainout. Rhys Hoskins, Isaac Collins, and Caleb Durbin with early home runs for the crew. They go into the seventh with an 8-3 lead. After today, Milwaukee moves on to play at Minnesota this weekend. By the way, the game that was rained out last night at Wrigley will be made up as part of a doubleheader in August. One other Brewers note is part of the team's 25th anniversary season at American Family Field. An alumni home run derby will be held on July 25th. Among those expected to participate, Ryan Braun, Carlos Gomez, Giovanni Gallardo, Bill Hall, Corey Hart, Casey McGee, Nigel Morgan, and Eric Thames. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The key and the main talking point nationally is about Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton's ailing left calf. He says he's going to try to play tonight. After all, his team is down 3-2 to the Thunder in the finals. Tip time tonight is set for just after 7:30. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Baseball and girls soccer state tournaments wrap up the spring sports season. I'm Norbert Durst, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
What makes a trip to the water park capital of the world an experience all your own? You can do it your way with your family. Pick your rides, your slides. You're about to have the time of your life. Water parks, We're on your wavelength. Boat tours?
Your ship has come in.
Dining? Eat your heart out and then get your just desserts. Hop in a go-kart. Your chariot awaits. Find a wave pool and have your day in the sun. Wisconsin Dells. Do it your way. Plan your trip today at wisdells.com.
The 77th annual WIAA Baseball State Tournament, which started on Monday, will crown four state champions Thursday in Grand Chute. In Division 4, Johnson Creek plays Pacelli at 9 a.m. The Division 3 title game has Kewaunee going up against Kenosha St. Joseph at noon. In Division 2, Seymour plays New Berlin Eisenhower at 3 p.m. And the Division 1 title game pits Badger against Muskego at 6 p.m. Moving to girls soccer, the 42nd annual WIAA State Tournament will take place from Thursday through Saturday in Milwaukee. In Division 1 semifinals, Muskego meets Kimberly and Arrowhead faces Madison West. In Division 2, Pewaukee plays River Falls and Brookfield Center will face Sauk Prairie. Moving to Division 3, Catholic Memorial is going up against West Salem and Edgewood faces Keele. And finally, Division 4. Xavier takes on Lake Country Lutheran, and Washburn will face the Izaaki Random Lake Co-op. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach is always adding new presentations to his bag of tricks. I'll tell you what his latest is, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that in some lakes, the walleyes right now are on the deep structure. And that means going after them with something that is going to trigger a bite. And in this case, he likes using a deep diving crankbait, live bait rig, or a jig. They all work. But when he wants to cover ground and generate what he calls a reaction bite, then he's going to use crankbait. And he's got a little trick up his sleeve with these bigger lipped crankbaits. He likes to add a little scent to that crankbait by taking a half of a nightcrawler and threading it on the front hook of that crankbait. He says you got to test this lure right beside the boat to make sure it's going to run true and sometimes make a little adjustments to the nightcrawler to make sure it's balanced. But if it's running good and true in the water, then that added scent will generate bites when that crankbait just by itself might not generate any bites at all. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads, great for you, and so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage, weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans, also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there, there's nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce. If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, lows upper 60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend, steamy highs in the mid-90s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
Markets are closely watching what's happening globally, and that includes the war between Israel and Iran. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Joining me to break it down and other factors in today's market trade is Arlen Suderman. Arlen, of course, with StoneX. So what is your takeaway as you watch this all unfold and how it's going to trickle back and have an effect on us here in the States?
Absolutely. It's a critical development that we're seeing here that has wide implications around the world. Now, from a commodity standpoint, the most obvious is the energy, energy prices, energy supplies, because Iran has threatened numerous times over the years that if it's struck, that it could shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And a fifth of the world's crude oil moves through that narrow passage. And so to be able to shut that down, obviously, would dramatically tighten supplies of crude oil. And it has not done so yet. It is reportedly contemplating it, or at least restricting movement of ships and who gets through and who doesn't. The question is, does it still have the capability? Because Israel has dramatically weakened its military capabilities. Many of its military leaders are dead, and Israel has also taken out a lot of its military equipment as well. So there is some question about whether it could, but that is a risk. But also not getting much coverage is the impact on fertilizer. Iran is a big exporter of urea fertilizer. And while we're past the spring planting season, when our big fertilizer demand period is, our employees down in and our staff down in Brazil are talking about the big concern down in Brazil because they're big buyers of fertilizer from down there, and they are getting ready for their next growing season. And they're worried about getting supplies. And that's largely because Israel struck a major gas field, one of the biggest gas fields in the world, that is utilized by Oman and also by Iran, largely to produce fertilizer in addition to other uses. And so that fertilizer production has largely been shut down for now. And so that's a concern that affects all of us.
When you look at that, Arlen, and the weight that it has, I mean, it's the president has had numerous discussions. There's some concerns as to how Wall Street is watching all of this happen. So we move forward through this, and as this conflict or war, whatever you want to call it, continues to move forward, the tensions are just going to build and kind of trickle back down to hear us in the States.
Yeah, and you'd be hard-pressed to convince the people in bomb shelters in Israel and Iran that this is not a war. Even if the politicians don't call it a war, it certainly is a war. And the concern is, does it spread to other countries in the region? Now, we've been seeing Saudi Arabia and Jordan assist Israel in trying to shoot down the missiles that are being targeted toward Israel. And that just shows there that not all of Middle East stands together. There's different splits Iran's largely Persian versus the Arabs of Saudi Arabia and some of the other areas. And so they don't always just get along with each other. They're not all unified in their position. And I think a lot of those countries are tired of the nuclear threat and the volatility around Iran. But Iran still does have a significant influence. And so whether the United States gets involved, how they get involved, what kind of sleeper cell activity might there be around the world, those are concerns that could certainly have an impact on the United States, U.S. economy, and certainly the world economy, particularly if energy and fertilizer are more negatively impacted.
Well, Arlen, we also know that the Feds are having their discussions as well. Do you see that as having any influence in the marketplace today?
Ironically, it's almost being overlooked with what's happening in Iran. And a lot of that is because the Fed isn't expected to do anything to change interest rates or the monetary policy when they release their statement this afternoon. And that's largely because of the uncertainty of the war, the uncertainty of President Trump's tariff war, as we're now coming toward the end of the 90-day rollback of the reciprocal tariffs. That'll be on July 9th, so we're getting relatively close. And we only really have one trade agreement out of that so far. Will there be more? I anticipate there probably won't be that many more before July 7th or 8th, as countries try to leverage the time as much as they can to get the best deal that they can. And so with that kind of uncertainty between those two issues, I don't see the Fed doing too much. A lot of focus will be on Jerome Powell's press conference, things that he says, and as well as on the fact that President Trump has indicated that he will soon nominate his replacement for Powell, even though Powell's term goes through into May of next year. A lot of that will focus attention. But otherwise, the other things are bigger factors in what the Fed is today.
What about immigration? What is going on with packing plans? We've got a lot of different information out there. Maybe a lot of it's misinformation at this point.
Well, it certainly made the news when we saw an ICE raid on a packing plant in the Omaha area with a number of arrests and there. And that sent a chilling effect through much of the food industry, where we depend heavily upon immigrant workers. We become very dependent on immigrant workers in the food industry and also in the leisure and hospitality industry, where there had also been some raids. And over the weekend, we saw President Trump say, we need to protect our farmers. We need to protect our food supply. We're going to pull back on those ICE raids in that sector, as well as the leisure and hospitality. But then we saw a Washington Post article yesterday that sent the protein sector prices tumbling when said that immigration was going to go ahead. Some of these raids are going to go ahead and there will be enforcement. And so even this morning, we saw President Trump make comments at an impromptu press conference where he said, well, we're going to protect these industries. So what gives? And what we think is happening here is a conflict between the fact that President Trump wants to protect our food supply, recognizing it's very dependent upon immigrant workers. And if immigrant workers are afraid of showing up to work, then you start to have some reductions in that. Same thing with leisure and hospitality. But at the same time, our immigration people don't want a president out there saying, we're not going to do any raiding of this industry, which kind of sends a message, you can hire those without documents if you want, and they don't want that message sent. So I anticipate what we're going to see is a dramatic slowdown in raids in those sectors of the industry to honor the president's request, but not a total elimination because they don't want to say, well, you can do something illegal in this sector, so to speak. And it's going to leave a lot of uncertainty for the industry, and I think that's one of the reasons that we're seeing a halt in the rally in the cattle market and periodic pressure on the hog market as well.
Do we see any surprises coming from the cattle on feed report on Friday?
Well, generally you're expected to continue to see a shrinkage of the supply of cattle. And that's probably going to continue, particularly with the border with Mexico closed and a lot of feeder cattle backing up south of the border because of the New World screwworm. And frankly, we could very easily see that border remain closed well into the fourth quarter of this year, very possibly, if they can't get things turned around with the New World screwworm down there. That's going to continue to keep the supplies of cattle tight, particularly as we now see evidence of starting to rebuild the breeding herd, which means holding heifers back. So that meat supply is going to remain tight. We'll probably start feeding those cattle in Mexico and sending the meat up here, which means more corn exports going down to Mexico to feed those cattle.
Do a quick rewind as we wrap everything up today, Arlen. Let's talk about the concerns that are out there for the wheat market and why we've seen a jump within their trade.
A big jump there. We're seeing some bad weather in parts of the winter wheat belt with heavy rains, hail, high winds. Certainly not good for the quality crop, delayed harvest. But there's a lot of wheat still out there. And what we've seen is these weather stories that have triggered fund managers who have massively large short sold positions unwind those positions, which starts to turn the charts. We took out chart resistance yesterday. That triggers more algos or computer-driven buy orders, which creates more momentum. The momentum trading algos add buy orders to it, so we get this big rally in the market. There's a lot of wheat to be sold against that. The world cash market is set in the Black Sea, and right now Black Sea wheat prices are well below where we're currently at. So I anticipate that this is more about short covering than it is something fundamental that's going to be sustained, and I think we'll see a lot of wheat sold against it.
All right, Arlen Suderman giving us all the dirt on today's market trade. This is the American Ag Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Wednesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 387, July 389, new crop 384, cash beans 995, July 10, even new crop 978. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 408.5, July 403.5, August 409, new crop 394. Pilgrim Sprite, Arcadia, cash corn 410, August 414, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 383, new crop 394, cash beans 999, new crop 998. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 389, new crop 394, cash beans 990, new crop 983. Red Wing Grains cash corn 407, July 409, August 409, new crop 405. Cash beans at 1021, July 1029, August 1016, new crop at 1010. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in July corn 381, new crop 390, cash in July beans 1002, new crop 1001. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 219 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 210, market cows 111 to 157, bulls 160 to 205, calves 650 to 1500, beef steers 305 to 730, Holstein steers 171 to 455. Sheep markets, light lambs 220 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets does 110 and down. At Sumbrota, feeder lambs 45 to 210, fed lambs 165 to 218. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear Farm Tires, Titan Wheels, and the innovators of low sidewall technology. It may be early in the growing season yet, but concerns across the Corn Belt are rising as tar spot, a fungal disease first spotted in the U.S. in 2015, continues its spread westward. I'll have more when we come back.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
Tar spot, a black raised lesion caused by a fungus, has been giving corn farmers a hard time for over a decade now, and its territory is spreading. Tar spot infects corn's leaves, husks, and stalks. It stifles photosynthesis, and it can reduce stands by lodging plants, sometimes causing yield losses up to 40 bushels an acre in severe cases. Now, it thrives in moderate temperatures of 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, high humidity, and when leaf wetness lasts more than 7 hours. Unfortunately, those conditions can be quite common across nearly all of America's corn acres. And the disease now appears earlier in the season and lower in the canopy. It's no longer a late season surprise. In southwestern Indiana last year, it moved in as early as the V10 stage, catching many off guard. That early spread is especially risky under pivot irrigation. Joe Harris with DeKalb Asgro warns, quote, "With the amount of residue left in the fields from last year's record crop, I expect tar spot to flare up again." And FMC's Madison Wozniak says delayed planting and early onset could push the infection into the ear leaf, where protection is critical. Iowa State University Extension recommends a multi-pronged defense, scout frequently, and time fungicide applications from VT to R2. Earleaf coverage is essential and thorough mixing matters. Dr. Darcy Talenko of Purdue University encourages early scouting at V8, looking low in the canopy, especially in fields with corn residue. She says if you trigger an early application, most likely you'll have to come back and make sure coverage makes it to black layer. The Crop Protection Network's ROI's studies suggest fungicide applications when the ear leaf is more than 5% covered can deliver a positive return, but earlier sprays don't pack the same punch. To follow the disease's spread through the Midwest, check out the Tar Spotter from the University of Wisconsin or the Crop Risk Tool from the Crop Protection Network. I'll have more when we come back.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
As tar spot risks rise across the Corn Belt, experts agree. Scout early and often, especially those lower leaves. Know your hybrid's tolerance and reserve fungicide applications for when that ear leaf is 5% covered. And don't forget the basics. Crop rotation and residue management can help build those defenses. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion & Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall, lows upper 60s. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the upper 80s. Extreme heat watch this weekend, steamy highs in the mid-90s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Nothing but knees and elbows. Golly, did she grow up fast? She's got her daddy's money.
country has a turn of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me.
The way that sounds.
Little Jimmy Jackson is jacking up his Bronco. He's gonna lay a little rubber later on at the truck pull. And all the girls are getting pretty, spraying.
FM, WRDN.
To believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't want to settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I want to feel that way again. It's been so long that you forget the way I
I feel bad cause you missed your flight.
But that meant we have one more night. Do you remember how it used to be? We turned out the lights and we didn't just sleep.
Remind me, baby, remind me.
Oh, so on fire, so in love. That look in your eyes that I miss so much.
Remind
behind.
When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kiss your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack.